Jan Wilking has been instrumental in the evolution of Park City from a declining mountain town to the premier world-class resort it is today. Jan has been a commercial realtor in Park City and has intimate knowledge of Park City's business, political climate, residents, and real estate. With his background and experience, we felt he could provide insight to us and our listeners about the commercial real estate landscape today. Jan, thanks for joining Mountain Money.
Great. Happy to be with you.
So, Jan, I think the first thing maybe is to talk about what Park City's commercial real estate looked like in February. You know, was there a lot of vacancies? Was there a high demand for property? What were we looking at the beginning of February?
You know, it was very tight. Some of the statistics I have for the end of the year that, you know, we were down in the low single digits as far as vacancy in that. You know, it's just a very tight market. So the commercial real estate was had very little vacancy.
And so with the coronavirus, you know, we've heard about, you know, obviously businesses are suffering. This has been a difficult time. There has been some rent forbearance in the residential rental market. What about in the commercial market? Have landlords been working with the tenants to give them some leeway in this difficult time?
You know, most of the landlords that I talk to are very willing to work with their tenants. That, you know, it ranges anywhere from some type of an outright forgiveness of rent to trying to do something like on a longer term basis where there was, say, a 50% reduction in the rent that's due in the next, say, 3 months. But typically that gets added on to the term of the lease. If you have someone that's going to be there, say, for a long period of time, I think that the landlords appreciate good tenants, so they're willing to work with them.
Now, not all landlords have the ability or a lot of wiggle room to work. Many of them may have their own liabilities and kind of contracts that they have to fulfill. So in situations, you know, I suppose not everyone has the luxury to be able to either have their tenants defer rent or even waive it.
You know, it depends on each individual property and also the financial strength of the landlord. That someone who's, say, purchased recently at the current prices and financed a fair amount of their property, they're going to have a lot less likelihood of being able to work with their tenants. Fortunately, in Park City, that a lot of the people who have been buying the commercial real estate have a lot of financial strength. A lot of people are paying cash, and so they don't have those pressures, say, from a bank loan. One thing that the banks seem to be willing to work with most owners of real estate. I've heard of one bank that just forgave payments or just delayed payments for 3 months. And so that takes a lot of pressure off of the landlord when you get your bank to work with you. But there are some that don't have that ability to delay the payments. And so there's a lot of pressure on them, and that interferes with their ability to work with their tenants.
So I'm curious. You know, my intuition tells me one thing, but you're the expert in this field. Are you seeing many companies coming in saying we're looking for space? Is there much demand for new space right now?
You know, there is demand. I wouldn't say it's a lot, but you know, vacant spaces are getting filled. Say, particularly on the office side, it seems like we're getting a fair amount of demand on that in that area, so that the spaces are getting filled. On retail, I just don't see that much demand. Restaurants obviously can't really operate as well as they have in the past, so there's a lot fewer people looking for restaurant space, but there are some.
I want to go back to your mentioning about recent purchases of commercial space and landlords, and talk about the kind of relationship between the purchase price as well as then the rental price that the tenant is paying?
You know, when someone typically purchases a piece of commercial real estate, that they'll take a look at the price and then they'll say, how is that price justified? And it means looking at how much income is coming in. And it's called a cap rate calculation. And people are looking for a certain return on their money, and it depends how much time and effort they have to put into the property also. So there is a definite connection there between the rental rates that they can get and the price that people are willing to pay. We have seen prices come down, say, for what people are willing to pay relative to the income that they're getting, that they're willing to pay a higher price. And we're seeing that, we have seen that on Main Street, but we really haven't had any properties transact just recently, so we don't know exactly what's going on there.
Jan, I'm curious from your standpoint, you've represented both landlords and tenants. What has this experience taught you, and how has that impacted advice that you might give to both tenants and to landlords?
Well, since there's so much uncertainty right now, it's hard to really give good advice. I can talk about some of the things that I could see happening, you know, as far as spaces becoming available. But right now, I think that it's switched from, say, 6 months ago being a landlord's market, meaning that they are in a better position to negotiate terms of a lease, to more of a landlord, or excuse me, more of a tenant's position. That right now, there's going to become more space available on the street, particularly on Main Street is what I'm referring to, that I think there's going to be spaces becoming available, so that tenants are going to be in a stronger position to get the terms that they want for the space.
And I know that one thing that we've talked often about, and it's a term that I'm becoming much familiar with, is force majeure, where you are able to kind of reopen up your lease or talk about issues that you never anticipated happening. Is that typically the clause that people are using right now?
Well, that you'll see that clause in some people's lease, and some people will try to use that. I've typically seen that landlords just go to the tenants going to the landlord and saying, we're struggling, we're having a hard time. You know, right now the economic conditions that are throughout Park City are making it so it's very difficult for tenants to pay rent. So the landlords are very conscious of that. And landlords, at least what I recommend, is that landlords keep good tenants, that they work with them, and not, say, stick to some conditions that would force them to go out of business. So some people are using that clause, but typically I think people, tenants, are just going to landlords and saying, we need some help, let's work together.
Yeah, working together, I think that's ultimately going to have to be the case in this situation, because it is such a difficult situation for everybody. Give us some good news. What are you seeing out there that maybe makes you hopeful that things are going to get better here in the next 6 months? Obviously, there's lots to worry about, but there's some things to be hopeful for. What are you seeing that makes you hopeful?
Well, I'm very bullish on Park City, that all of us that live here know the positives of being part of this community. And so long term, I am very bullish on Park City. And I think that once we get past this, whether it's a vaccine that gets developed or time just plays out and we don't have the conditions that we have now, I think that we're going to return to a normal situation, somewhat normal. I mean, no one knows for sure what impact this virus is going to have on us. And I, you know, a little hesitant to say that we'll be back to normal, but we'll have a new normal that we can live with, that there will be people returning to Park City to vacation here, to buy real estate. And so I feel very positive about Park City. Taking a look at it just from a commercial real estate standpoint, that we have several properties that are on the market now, and we're getting a lot of activity. That we have one property, it's actually on Highway 224, referred to as kind of the farmhouse that's right near the entrance to the canyons, that Marion Crosby and I have listed, and it's going to close in the next couple days. But it's just amazing the interest that we've had in that property. Now, it's kind of a unique piece of property, but we've just received so much interest. And so I feel very positive about that. And now there are some buyers that are saying to the commercial real estate brokers, find me a deal, you know, let's see what's going to happen when there are vacancies. And you have those people, but that's just kind of the part of the market cycle of people trying to find opportunities. And so like I said, feel very bullish on Park City long term. I think that Park City's always going to have a lot of demand. I hear stories of from the residential agents of people no longer wanting to live in the urban areas, say in New York or Connecticut, wherever, and they have a second home here. Well, they're moving their families here, and a lot of those people are going to be a person, say, that might be interested in investing in commercial real estate. So I think the future of Park City is very good, but I think we could be going through a painful period here. And but we just have to work our way through it. Hopefully people don't get hurt that much, but we'll just see how everything works out with our economy.
Jan, thank you for spending time with us. You've not only invested a lot as far as your career in Park City, but also your personal time being on City Council, starting the Mountain Trails Foundation, and probably a lifetime assignment on the Sewer District Board. But we do appreciate your time and your insight on this issue, and Mountain Money will be right back.